Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on three pediatric tables from one Gold Coast evening, the 17th of June, 2026. Same rotating session as the ADHD table. The limp case pediatrician is not named in the otter file. Steve from Leading Steps talks autism and NDIS. Eliza, a pediatric immunologist, talks food. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. First table. A 4-year-old boy, limping, no trauma, otherwise well. Post-viral limp. About 2 weeks after a virus, goes to bed well, wakes limping. Also on the list, Perths, more longer-term limp in an older boy, DDH, probably too old at 4. Sickle cell, he trained in Nigeria, JIA, eyes, other joints, family history, leukemia and sarcoma, rashes, hepatosplenomegaly, any cancer can limp, non-accidental injury, previous attendances, old healing fractures, children who cannot walk with a fracture, viral myositis after flu, high CK, tiptoeing, and once, a splinter in the foot. Night pain, and pain that ignores simple analgesia, are flags. X-ray two joints, hip and knee. Bloods including culture if you are already taking them, even without a fever. All normal. Painkillers, review in a week. Worse, off school, still systemically quite well, CRP still normal. MRI hips, knees, and the spine. Dysitis. You can have a normal CRP in children. That was his learning point. 4 antibiotics about 2 weeks, then oral, 4 to 6 weeks in total. The child got better. Infants, Staph aureus. Preschool, Kingella. Older children, strep and staph. A GP at the table. A well 2-year-old with a tiny spinal lump, no fever, sent the same day to Princess Alexandra, for antibiotics, now fine. Do not wait for fever. Second table. Steve, Leading Steps, John Flynn about 5 years, Gold Coast private, closest full-time rooms to New South Wales. Practice morphed into autism and ADHD. DSM-5 works worldwide, he said, except here, because NDIS has obscured it. As he told it that night, NDIS currently funds level 2. For 5 or 6 years, almost every psychologist report is level 2. Lucky to see 5% level 1. School uniform, after school sport, a chat, then a $2,000 or $3,000 report saying level 3. Early intervention money to age 7 without a label can help, then families become institutionalized, and at 6 the only way to keep the therapists is an autism diagnosis. Some of those children have it. A lot are a stretch. Thriving kids may pull level 2 children off NDIS. He expects the next visit to be, he's probably more level 3, isn't he? Do not reassure autism away because a 3-year-old made eye contact and talked to you. Autistic children can do both. Some want friends. Parents then spend years thinking they are the problem. Even when he is pretty sure it is not autism, they are in the room because home is on fire. Do not make them feel so good they get no help. Thought experiment, 8-year-old in care from age 2, fidgeting, sensory, hides under desks, hates himself. Someone wrote trauma when he was little, and everyone repeated it. Same features in a well-supported family, and you would assess ADHD and autism. Family history still counts. Send on if you are unsure or function is wrecked. He will diagnose without insisting on a $2,000 psychologist report if he can. Third table. Eliza. Stop medicalizing food. Introduce what the family actually eat, not a 14 allergen spreadsheet. Giving something once and never again primes the immune system. Egg is the common one, boils 6 or 7 minutes before scrambled. Scrambled looks cooked. The protein is still raw from an allergy point of view. A little rash is fine. Anaphylaxis under 2 is rare in her practice, 5 or 6 a year, often protein powder in a parent smoothie. They go floppy, not breathless. Most of the time it is hives. Antihistamines from the start of solids, used from birth, you cannot overdose. For dust mite, take them at night, not in the morning. Rotate brands if they seem to stop working. Skip grouped IGE food panels. A 0.8 looks raised and mum takes 10 foods out. Dairy and eczema, a large study found no link. She allows a 4-week dairy out trial with a hard endpoint. If the eczema is not gone, dairy goes back. Through breast milk, ask what mum actually eats, rice and oats, not only cow's milk. One food. 6 weeks to reassess, not an email on day 2. FPIES, 1.5 to 4 hours, profuse vomiting, sometimes floppy, then fine. Often called gastro. Her own son, fish, 3 exposures including a restaurant. Avoid 6 months, retry at home. On dancitrin wafers after a vomit or 2. Reassess IGE allergies at least every 5 years. Do not restamp a baby letter into a 14-year-old carer payment. Dupilumab for severe eczema from 6 months through Gold Coast Hospital, as she told it. Email her. Little babies she tries to see in a week or 2. Check current Australian guidelines, NDIS rules, and the child in front of you before you change anything. A few extras from the floor worth keeping. Non-accidental injury stays on the limp list even when the story is tidy. Watch how the adult and child sit together, pull previous presentations off the computer, GPS can do that too. And remember that a fracture in a child who cannot walk does not make sense. Echo came up for a hidden focus of infection, unusual, but discitis in a well child was unusual too. Nasal sprays, Eliza likes Ryaltris, and she would rather families buy adult Nasonex over the counter than pay the pediatric script. House dust mite toys come off the bed or go in the freezer. Severe eczema that might need a biologic should go straight to Gold Coast Hospital, not through another cycle of oral steroid. And if a psychologist has already sold a level 3 report, Steve's job, and yours, is still to look at the child in the room, not only the invoice. That is the evening. A spine hiding behind a normal CRP, a funding system that turned every report into level 2, and an immunologist who would like you to serve dinner. Use it as clinic thinking. Check the current documents. Look at the child.